We learn this time with Shabbos.
So no, we're not going to, Shabbos, our schedule is that we do Sunday, we do two blat. This Sunday we're only going to do one blat. But generally Sunday we go over a bit, and we cover two blat. That's what we do generally. All right, shukar everybody for coming, it's amazing. And as we all know, I'm sure, just as a small divrei psicha, that besides learning daf yomi, this is a shiur in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. And the maila of learning in the morning, I found, I mean, is it literally changes your entire day. Besides, you know, when you go to sleep, you're a drop more tired than when you get up. Right? When you get up, once you get over that fog and once you get that coffee down, so you're up. You have the clearest time of your day is in the morning. And if a person goes ahead and dedicates that clearest time of his day to Torah, that's an enormous. That's an enormous step. It's taking Torah extremely seriously, and that's number one. So even first of all, the Kabbalah of Daf Yomi is not shayach, and the Nefesh HaChaim says whenever a person is mekabel to do something, you have that aura that comes down. But even besides that, to go ahead and to say the first part of the day, that's an extremely a major undertaking. Everybody should be very proud of themselves. That's number one. Number two, it transforms your entire day. Not only is it the clearest part of your day, but it is the entire. It transforms your entire day. It says by Yaakov Avinu. I don't know. Similar to Urban Reich said by this past Siyum HaShas, but it says by Yaakov Avinu that Yaakov Avinu didn't believe that Yosef was alive. So Urban Reich said, you know, Yaakov believed that he was alive in physical, like. He never had concrete proof that he was dead. It was just an assumption. But he went ahead and he was like, I don't believe that he could be in Mitzrayim and being able to be oimed by the Nisyonis of Mitzrayim. I can't believe that he's able to be oimed by the Nisyonis of Mitzrayim and he's a Moishel in Mitzrayim until Yaakov sent him a message that, no, until Yosef, sorry, sent him a message that I still have Torah. I'm still learning Torah on a daily level. Then he was able to believe that Yosef was still able to stay strong. You know, it's
the wagons.
That was exactly the message of the wagons, Rishimon. You know, what's interesting is that I heard from Rabbi Leif years ago that Yaakov told Yosef that Yaakov said, I have to see him before I die. I have to see Yosef before I die. Is this Yaakov's bucket list? This is like he's got, I climb Mount Everest, finish Shas, and see my son before I die. There's no such thing as a bucket list in the Yiddish guide. If a guy dies without climbing Mount Everest, nobody's going to know the difference. He's not the type of person that we have on his tombstone, finished his bucket list. So why is Yaakov so interested in seeing Yosef before he dies? So Shmuel Berenbaum said, because there was once a person who asked Rebbe Chanan, should I go and be matriach to see the Chafetz Chaim? And Rebbe Chanan said, yes, you should. Because you have to know what a real gadol looks like. And in the next world, the Chafetz Chaim is probably going to be way too far ahead for you to ever see him and to visualize him and to understand what we're really striving for. So, says Rebbe Shmuel Berenbaum, that's why Yaakov wanted to see Yosef before he died. Because he felt that even though he was Yaakov Avinu, since Yosef was Oymed ben Nisyonos, he is going to be way ahead of him in Shemayim. Mm. That's a mind-blowing concept. Mm. Because guess who's faced with Nisyonos every single day? Us, in our generation, who go to work. Shmiras Einayim, flirting with the secretary. All these things come up every single day. And if you don't have a daily Seder, so then it goes down the tubes very quickly. You can't go ahead and stay stark and from just with Hashkafa and Musar alone. You have to have a daily input of Torah. And that's why Daf Yomi is the most amazing thing. And even though it's very difficult, so if you don't think it's not for everybody, you have to go ahead and be stark in it. But a daily Seder is a must if a person is out there in the world. And there's just so many Nisyonis, but that's what Yaakov said. And then once you do pass the Nisyonis, that's what Yaakov even said. I don't know if I'm going to be able to be in the same Mechitza as you. He's called Yosef HaTzadik for a reason, forever. So a person who's Oymed ben Nisoyan, and he's able to go ahead and give up his phone, he's able to go ahead and to be stark like that, so then that's an amazing, amazing Nisoyan, and he gets the title HaTzadik for that. Anyway, so that's the psicha for learning Daf Yomi, and Again, Yisha Koyach, everybody, for coming. It's a really an amazing Zach. So let's go. May Emosai Kirin as a Shema Ba'arvin. At what point do we read Kriya Shema at night? And of course, there is a mitzvah. The Gemara is going to say, well, who says you have to read the Kriya Shema? How do we know this? It's just starting up for like, from when? So a guy comes over to you and says, what time is the chasana? Who's chasana? Where is it? What country? So the Gemara is going to ask all these questions. But at this point, we know that there's such a thing as reading Kriya Shema by night. And the Gemara wants to know, what's the correct time to start reading Kriya Shema by night? Answers the Mishnah, Misha shehakoyhanim nechnasin le'echol betrumasan, from the time that the koyhanim are allowed to go in and eat their truma. Misha shehakoyhanim nechnasin le'echol betrumasan, at a time that the koyhanim actually go in to start eating their truma. What's this mean? The halacha is that if a person gets tameh, so he goes to the mikvah, and a guy goes to the mikvah in the morning, he still has residual tuma on him. That means after a person goes to a mikvah, even if everything was done, he touched the sheretz, he went to the mikvah, he still has residual tuma on him. That's called a tvul yoim. And a tvul yoim remains with him, that residual tuma remains with him, and it's only nogeya truma, and it's a person, when a person goes to the mikvah nowadays, he doesn't have to worry about any of this, it's only nogeya truma and kachim. But when he goes ahead and he could either touch something, touch truma and make a tameh, or he's not allowed to eat truma or kachim until the sun sets. So the same time, and apparently over here it's teitzah kechavim. So the same time that koyhanim are allowed to go ahead and eat truma because the day has ended. Tvul yoy means you went to the mikveh that day and you retain tuma until the end of the day. So whenever the end of the day is, which is, you know, the next, by tzeitzah kechavim, that is when it is permitted for them to go ahead and eat truma. That is when it's permitted for them to go ahead and eat truma, and that is when we have to go ahead and say Kriya Shema. Which interesting is, as I'm just noticing now, is that it says, from the time that the Kohanim go into to eat Truma. I noticed on Amud Beis, when the Gemara quotes a similar concept, the Gemara is going to quote a Brisa with similar times, and the Gemara is going to call it, Mishash Kohanim, the Gemara is going to call it slightly different, and I was omitted on Amud Beis that at the time that the Kohanim are become tahar to eat the truma. So on Amud Beis, we'll see in just a couple minutes. But there was Medayik over there that it says tihar. It says that they're able to eat truma, because the halacha is once you're allowed to daven Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to eat anything. You're not allowed to eat anything anymore until you go ahead and you say Kriya Shema. So on Amud Beis it says, at the time that they're allowed to technically eat, but they're still not allowed to eat. But if that was true, so then why does our Mishnah say, Mishash HaKahanim Nechnasim Le'echo B'Shemasan, at the time that they go in to eat? I think the answer could be, just again speaking out loud, this is what I do, but this is a lot of, anybody wants to ask in or have their own thoughts on anything, that's definitely the way it's been going for the last 7.5 years. We always come out with grape shatim along on the fly. So I'm just thinking out loud again that probably the reason is you're allowed to eat. For example, tonight by Kriya Shema, you're allowed to go and you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to go ahead and eat a little bit. You're just not allowed to have a meal. So if you want to go ahead and have that, you know, that taffy that's made out of truma stuff, and you've been all excited all day long to eat it, so you can go ahead and eat that. So you don't need to say necessarily at the time that they're only allowed to eat. It's even permitted for them to actually eat. And so long as it's after Tzeitzah Kechavim. So until when? Ad Seif HaShmura HaRishayna. Until the end of the first watch. So it starts at Tzeitzah Kechavim, and it lasts until the end of the first watch. The Gemara is going to say that the night is split up into different Ashmiras, into different watches, into different sections. And until the end of the first section, which the Gemara is going to say until a third of the way through the night, that is when it is permitted to go ahead and required to go ahead and say Kriya Shema. Ad Seif HaShmura HaRishayna, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. That's the first opinion. No, you don't have until the end of the first watch, which is only a third of the way into the night. You have ad chatzos. You have until halfway through the night. Rabban Gamliel Amar, ad she'al amar shachar, you have the entire night. So we have three opinions in the Mishnah. All three of these opinions agree to the start time, which it says is kechavim, which is the same time that the Kohanim are allowed to go in and eat their truma. But the question is, what's the end time? The Tana Kama, the first man of Rabbi Eliezer, holds that it's until the end of the third hour, the third part of the night. The Chachamim holds until Chatzos, and Rabbi Gamliel holds until the Amud HaShachar, until Shachras. What's the Machlekas? The question is, it says in the Pasuk, B'shach Becha Uvekumecha, Rashi speaks this out. It says, B'shach Becha Uvekumecha, when you go to sleep. So what does that mean, when you go to sleep? You have to say Kriya Shema when you go to sleep and when you wake up. What does when you go to sleep mean? So, the first man, the Omar, this is, by the way, Rashi and Gimel Amar Aleph, the first man, the Omar, says that when you go to sleep, B'shach Becha means the time that people go to sleep. And people usually end up going to sleep, the act of going to sleep, is when they are in the first third of the night. That's when you retire. The second and the third man, the Amar, Chatzos and Ad HaShachar, says it's not when you go to sleep, it's while you're sleeping, anytime that people are sleeping. So therefore, technically, you have the entire night. It's just the Chachamim hold that if we allow you the entire night, chances are you're going to forget, and you go ahead, and therefore, we're going to go ahead and say that you have only until Chatzos. That's the worst feeling in the world. You come home 1:30 in the morning after going to a chasana, and you're tired and everything, you're finally in bed, and suddenly like, oh man, I didn't have a ma'ariv. So you have to get out of bed. That's the worst feeling in the world. But you know the best feeling in the world is that you're out of bed, and you just put on your robe, and they're like, I did have a ma'ariv right after the chuppah. There was a minyan. Go right back into bed. That's the best feeling in the world. Okay. Maisa Ubo Banav mi Beis HaMishnah. There was a story where the kids of Rabban Gamliel, this last opinion, came back from a wedding late at night. And Amar Lehem, we did not yet recreate Shema. Amar Lehem, im loy Allah Amud HaShachar, if it's not yet Shachar, if it didn't, you do not yet have Amud HaShachar. We paskin, by the way, halacha l'maisa. Most people say that Amud HaShachar is 72 minutes before Nates. That's how we go with most things with regards to eating before Tainus and everything like that. So, imloy al amud hashachar. So, 72 minutes before night. If it's not yet amud hashachar, then chayoven atem likros. Then you are required to go ahead and read the Kriya Shema. And you could say the whole ma'ariv. V'loizu belvad amru, says Rabban Gamliel. And not only that, elakol masha amru chachamim ad chatzos. Anytime in halacha that chachamim say that you only have until chatzos is mitzvasan ad sheyale amud hashachar. The mitzvah is until. The mitzvah really is actually ala amud hashachar until the morning. For example, hekter chalovim ve'evarim. The halacha is that if a person is bringing a carbon, he has to go ahead and offer up the chalev, the fats, ve'evarim, and specific pieces, depending on what carbon you're offering. If a carbon oila, you have to offer up the entire carbon. Chalavim is for a shlamim, the chalev. So a mitzvah son ad she'ale amud hashachar. The mitzvah is until the morning. Nevertheless, we tell you only do it until Chatzos, because we don't want you to be negligent and to, you know, go over the time. By the way, there's a machlekas Rashi Tosfos in Zvachim. This is just also by the way that what happens if a person by mistake goes over Chatzos? B'diavad, should he go ahead and do the hekter chalavim after Chatzos? So actually, it's a machlekas. It's a machlekas. I believe Rashi says no. Tosfos says yes. But b'di'eved, we paskin b'di'eved that you should go ahead and say Kriya Shema. The Shagas Arya explains that the reason why, this is for like, you know, bar mitzvah speeches you make for people, but the reason why you don't allow people to say Kriya Shema, the reason why b'di'eved, everybody agrees Kriya Shema, you say afterwards, and hekter chalavim, you don't, is because Kriya Shema, big deal. Imagine the halacha is you're not allowed to say it afterwards. Okay, I said Shema, so it's no. So what's the big deal? I can say Shema right now if I want. I can say it 10 times. So b'diyeved, nobody's going to say don't say it after Chatzos, because why not? But by hekter chalavim, offering up something on the Mizbeach, you might come by mistake to offer it the next morning. That might be offering noiser, that might be. So there's a much worse problems. By the way, there is a problem in this room that it gets sometimes very hot, but it's only during the winter, only during, you know, sometimes. That's why we leave the door open. Otherwise, we would not survive this year. Hector Chalav Vevar Mitzvasan Achiala Amur Hashachar. It only lasts for like 10-15 minutes until the. I don't know what kicks in. Hector Chalav Vevar Mitzvasan Achiala Amur Hashachar. Vechol Hanechalim Leyoim Echad Mitzvasan Achiala Amur Hashachar. Anything that is supposed to be eaten until. Anything that is supposed to be eaten until the morning is, nevertheless, let's say a carbon. A lot of times you have a carbon that has to be eaten by morning. The halacha is you should try to get it in before chatzais. And again, we have that machlekas over there, whether or not you're allowed to eat it after chatzais. B'diavad. Im kein lama amru chachamim ad chatzais. Why do we say ad chatzais? Kidei laharchik adam min ha'aveira. In order to avoid allowing, in order to distance one a person from ever violating an avera. Like we said, b'diavad, what happens if a person violates, a person forgets to eat the carbon? Again, that same machlekas in Zvachim, whether or not he's allowed to bring it b'diavad, he's allowed to eat it b'diavad afterwards.
Does the last part of the mission mean that Chachamim, in reference to Shema, do agree with Rabbi Gamliel, or they argue?
So, b'diavad?
No, the mission says lechatchila you should say it ad chatzos, but the fact that it says any time the mitzvah is until amud hashachar, okay. Does that mean they argue with Rabbi Gamliel or do not argue with
Rabbi? No, so they do argue. Rabbi Gamliel is explaining his position and he's saying not only the Rabbanan really agreed to me. I'm not so far. The Rabbanan really agreed to me. They just made a gether. That's right, what he was telling his sons.
I understand that. So the Rabbanan agree that lechatchila, the before they made the takana,
yes.
It wasn't until Amud Hashachar.
Exactly, right.
And Rabbi Gamliel doesn't agree with Chatzos?
Exactly. Yes, he just says that he was not masking to the takana.
But he told his kids they could do it.
So that's, yes, he told his kids. He told his kids, again, that could have been, it was a b'diavad situation. It could be that it was b'diavad, that l'chatchili you should rely on the chachamim. This is actually a big shiloh over here. What's the pshat that the kids were able to go ahead and rely on the chachamim? And I'm saying that the kids were able to paskin like the chachamim. But again, it could be that the chachamim themselves b'diavad would have allowed it. Also, it could be that in the times of the Mishnah, not necessarily do we have like an official psak. There's a machlekas stamaza in Hilchas psak. What happens when a person goes ahead and we have a psak? Let's say you have a psak. Rav Moshe says, you're allowed to. Let's say Chol of Stam. Rav Moshe says Chol of Stam. But all other places can argue. Are you allowed to rely on Rav Moshe or do we go basarayv? So that's it. It could be that until you get like an official psak from a Sanhedrin, you're allowed to go ahead and rely on the lenient opinion, or I should say the minority opinion, not necessarily lenient. So it could be that in the times of the Mishnah, they didn't yet have an official psak that this is the Rabbanan, this is the Rabban Gamliel, and these are the majority. Nowadays, we would have to pass it with the Rabbanan. That what? Yeah, the Gemara is going to come. The Gemara is going to have this Shaka Vataya. There is going to be Shaka Vataya with it. And I'm saying Stamazai in Hilchos Psak. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana, Heicha Koi, like we asked in the beginning. You don't start off a conversation, where is it? Or when is it? You have to first say, hi, I'm going to the wedding tonight. What time is the wedding? Because the Gemara says, when do we read Kriya Shema? First say that there's a mitzvah every day to say Kriya Shema. Tana Hecha Koi, Tana, where is the Tana? Tana Hecha, where is the Tana Koi going? Dika Tani, that he suddenly starts saying the Mishnah, that he teaches in the Mishnah. Me'emosai, from when? At what point? That's the Gemara's first question. Vesu, and second of all, Maishna the Tani Ba'arvis Bereisha. Why are we teaching Ba'arvis, the Kriya Shema of night, first? Listen, first teach the Shachris Bereisha. First teach that the Shachris talk about the morning first. Answers the Gemara, Tana Akrakoi. The Tana is coming from a Pasuk. So we do know that you have to read Kriya Shema every day. Dichsiv, as it says, B'shach b'cha uvakumecha. As it states in the Pasuk, you shall read Kriya Shema as you go to sleep and as you wake up. So first of all, this answers really both questions. First of all, it's going on the Pasuk. So it is something that's known already that you have to go ahead and read Kriya Shema. And second of all, it says going to sleep before getting up. V'hachi katani, and this is what the Mishnah is saying. Zman Kriya Shema d'shchiva emas. The zman, the time of Kriya Shema when you go to sleep, emas. When is it? Mishasha kohanim nechnasim le'echa b'trumas. And at the time that the kohanim go in to eat their truma, which is tzitzuk kechavim. That's the Gemara's first answer. V'ibayis ema. Alternatively, The reason why, and this is to answer only the second question, alternatively, the reason why we have to start with the night first is because Yalef Mibri Asay Shalom, Yalef, we will learn it from Mibri Asay Shalom, from the creation of the world. Dechsev, as it says, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Vayker, as it says, and it was evening and it was morning, Yom Echa, the first day. So we see that the day, the night precedes the day. Ihachi, the Gemara says, if so, then this that we have a Mishnah coming up, Daf Yud Aleph, Dechsev, the Seifa, the Katani, Bishachar, Mevarech Shtayim, that during the morning you say two brachas around your Kriya Shema, Lifaneha, Va'achas, Shtayim Lifaneha, Va'achas Lecharea, two before, which is the bracha of Yaitzer Ar and Avaraba, and Va'achas Lecharea, and one afterwards, which is the Vayatzev. And Uba Erev, and in the evening, Mevarech Shtayim Lefaneha Shtayim Lecharea. In the evening, you say two before and two after. You also say Hashkiveinu, besides Goel Yisrael. And this that we add on Baruch Hashem is in addition. So, listening the Arvis Bereisha. In there, why don't we say night first? If that's the formula that you say night first, so why in the very second Mishnah of the Perek do we say night second? And the Gemara answers, because it's following a pattern. It starts, Tana, the Tana is Pasach Ba'arvis. He starts with the night. That's the way you should start, as we just explained. V'hadu Tani Shachris. And then he started to teach Shachris, which would follow the flow. Ad Dekoy B'Shachris. But once he's already talking about Shachris, so Parash Mili to Shachris. He finished off his explanations about Shachris. V'hadar, and afterwards, Parash Mili to Arvis. He would go ahead and he explained the other concepts about Arvis. So once he was on the topic of Shachris, he finished off the topic, and then he goes ahead and he finishes the ideas with Shachris. And then he goes back to Arvis to finish off the concept of Arvis. Okay. Amar Mar, Mishasha Kehanim Rechnasim Le'echel B'Trumasan. The next, quoting the part of the Mishnah that it says that at what point are you allowed, should you start reading Kriya Shema at the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma? Says the Gemara Mechti, Kohanim Amos Ko Achli Truma, Mishas Tseisa Kechavim. When are the Kohanim allowed, at what point, Kohanim Amos, when Ko Achli Truma, at what point do they eat Truma? Mishas at the time of Tseisa Kechavim, when the stars start to come out. Which, incidentally, is a massive machlekes. I think there is exactly at the time of Tseisa Kechavim, I don't remember the number, but I wrote a halacha encounter several years ago. And we got to the proper time for lighting the menorah based on when Tzeitzah Kechavim was over 100 times. So divide that in half, because one was Shkia, one was Tzeitzah Kechavim. And we're left with like an enormous amount of Amachlekas, obviously, Rabbeinu Tam and the Goenim, but exactly how to explain Rabbeinu Tam, whether it's Rabbi Moshe, whether it's, there's so many different ways to explain Rabbeinu Tam. So whatever Tzeitzah Kechavim is, that time, so if that's true, listening, Mishas Tzeitzah Kechavim. Say at the time of Tzeisa Kechavim. Why are we getting complicated? Answers the Gemara. Mil say, Agav Orche Kamashman. It is teaching you something. Mil says something. Agav Orche, that's by the way. So it's teaching you something. Kamashman is teaching you. So Mil say, Agav Orche Kamashman. It is teaching you something by the way. That Kohanim, Amos, Koachli, Betruma, when are Kohanim permitted to eat Truma after they have gone to the mikveh that day? Misha'as Tzeisa Kechavim. From the time of Tzeisa Kechavim. V'hok Kamashmalan. And this is what it's teaching us. Dikapara loy ma'akva. That even, sometimes a person has to go to the mikvah, and sometimes not only does he have to go to the mikvah, he actually has to bring a korban. For example, if he was a zav, or a nida, or something like that. Oh, not a nida, or a yoledes. A nida could just go to the mikvah, and she does not have to bring a korban. Otherwise, it would be very expensive to be a woman. But she doesn't have to bring a korban. A zav does. A zav must bring a korban. And until he brings a korban, he is not allowed to eat kudshim, but he is allowed to eat teruma. So therefore, says the Gemara, I would have thought that if you have a zav who went to the mikvah, now he's totally tahar. He did his shiva nikiyim, and now he's totally tahar. He should not be allowed. I would think that just like he's not allowed to eat kudshim until the next day, day 8, after he goes to the mikvah on day 7, and he does tvul yom until the end of the day, he should have to wait to the day 8 he should have to wait to day 8 to bring his karbanos. For truma you do not have to wait to bring any karbanos. As soon as night falls and he loses his status of being a tful yom, he is already permitted to go ahead and eat truma. As it states in the Braisa, uba hashemesh v'tiher. It quotes in a Braisa. The Braisa says is quoting a pasuk. The Braisa is quoting a pasuk that talks about a person becoming tahar. It says uba hashemesh, and the shemesh will come v'tiher v'tahar, and he will be tahar. So the Braisa learns bi'as shemashai ma'akvasai. Now in this case, the Braisa is translating the words the coming of the sun means when the sun sets. So the setting of the sun prevents him from eating truma. However, ve'ein kaparasai, but the following day when he has to bring his kapara, when he has to bring, kapara in this case does not mean atonement, but the kapara in this case means his karbonais. It's referred to in many places throughout Shas as kaparasai. Ve'ein kaparasai ma'akvasai. His karbonais that he would have to bring the next day are not Ma'akev mila echel b'truma, so do not prevent him from eating truma.
Why not kachim?
Kachim are throughout on a higher level. They are a higher level that require a greater degree of tahira.
So he's not
100% tahira. So he's not 100% tahira, right? I mean, technically, with regards to tuma and tahira, he is. But in other words, if he touches anything, it's not going to transmit tuma. But nevertheless, until he brings his ma'akav kavanos, we're going to see a lot of sugyas about that. You know, in Pesachim and in Yuma, whether or not you're allowed to bring a carbon right before so he could eat his Pesach and things like that. Says the Gemara, umimai dahai uba hashemesh ubias hashemesh. How do you know, says the Gemara? How do you know that this Uba Hashemesh, this that it says in the Pasuk Uba Hashemesh, means Bias Hashemesh, means when the sun sets? And therefore, the next word in the Pasuk, V'taher, means, and the day, V'taher means, technically the word V'taher means pure. But it pure means it doesn't have any of the other thing involved in it. It's pure of. Now you can have mercury that's pure. You can have anything that's pure. Pure of. So how do you know? So if this is translated, then the words Uba Hashemesh and the day will set, Vitoher means, and it became clean of day. That's what means. That's what the word Vitoher means. Vitoher means Toher Yoima. It means, and the day is completely gone. How do you know that's the correct translation of the pasuk? How do you know Uba Hashem is Bias Hashem? It's Vahai Vatar, and the word Vatar in the Pasuk means Tihar Yoima. It means that the day has gone completely. Dilma, perhaps, Bias Oirehu. Perhaps the translation of the word Uba Hashemesh means Uba and the light comes, meaning the sun rose. Bias Oirehu means, doesn't mean that the sun set, but rather means Bias Oirehu, means the light came, and it would mean the morning. And on the eighth day, v'taher means, tiher gavra means, and the person finished off his complete, and was completely metahar himself, like 100%, by bringing karbanis. So we have a very vague pasuk. The pasuk says, uba hashemesh v'tiher, and uba hashemesh v'tiher, and there's two ways to translate that. Uba hashemesh v'tiher means, and the sun set, v'tiher, and there's no more day. And that's when he's allowed to eat his truma. Or does the pasuk mean, Uba Hashemesh, and the sun rose, v'tiher, and he brought his karbanis? Omar Rabba Barab Shila, Imkein Lemakra, if that was true, that v'tiher means, and he brought his karbanis, then it would have to be a verb instead of rather. It would have to be a command instead of something that happened. It should say, and the next day, the sun rose, and he should bring his karbanos. Vayitohar. And he should bring his karbanos. Then he will be able to eat his kachim. Imke lemakra vayitohar. My vatir, or vatohar. What does vatohar mean? Vatohar is mashma, and it happened by itself. The sun set vatohar, and the day was gone. It means the day was gone. Kedah Amri Inchi, as an expression goes, Iarev Shimsha, as the expression goes. Now, sometime during history, in the last 2,000 years, we lost this expression, because besides for learning Daf Beis and Brachas, I've never heard it. But Iarev Shimsha v'idki yoima, the sunset and the day has been, idki is a lashon of tahar, So, and the day was gone, basically. The sun set, the day is gone. So, that is the, so it, that's the expression that the Torah is using. The sun set, v'tar, yom, the day is gone. The Gemara says, b'ma'arava, in the west, which is in Yerushalayim, had the Rabba bar Rav Shila loy shamilahu. This conversation of Rabbi Rav Shila, who had this conversation with himself, and he's like, is the pshat v'tihar yoyma, or is the pshat vayitar? And he said, well, it should have said vayitar. They didn't hear this shakla v'tarya, and they didn't have his diak, and therefore they asked the question, what does it mean in the pasuk? Uba'ila mi'ba'i, and they asked this question, hi uba hashemesh, this that it's a hi is this, hi uba hashemesh, this that it says uba hashemesh, does that mean bias shemashayhu? Does that mean when the sun goes down? And what would the word v'tahar mean? Umay v'tahar, that would mean tahar yoima. That would mean the day is gone. And therefore, it's just something that happens automatically. And Mimela, at that point, it is totally permitted to eat truma. Oy dilma, bias oirehu. Or perhaps, what the, you know what it means? It means bias oirehu. It means when the sun comes up. And what does v'tahar mean? V'tahar, my v'tahar, what would the word v'tahar mean? It would mean tihar gavra. It means when the person becomes tahar and he brings his karbanis. The Gemara says, v'hadar pashti, the Bach just changes the word from pashtu to pashti, and the truth is, I'm not even sure why. Because it's talking about the Yerushalmi and in the Ban Rava, so it should have used a plural Pashtu, but okay. V'hadar Pashti lot mi braisa, and afterwards they said, well, we can answer Pashti is from the word Pashut, and in other words, we can answer our query from the braisa. Why? Because it says in the Braisa, Midikatani Bebraisa, from the fact that it says in the Braisa, Simin Ladavar Tseisekechavim, from the fact that it says in the Braisa, an upcoming Braisa, that when are you allowed to read Kriya Shema from the time the Kohanim are allowed to eat their Truma, and when is that Tseisekechavim? Simin Ladavar Tseisekechavim, Shema Mina, that at least we see from the Braisa that Bias Shemashahu, it means when the sun sets. Umay Vitar, what? And then necessarily it would follow, what does the word Vitar mean? It means Toher Yoima, it means the day is gone. Omar Mar, Mishosha Kohanim Nechnasin Le'echo B'Trumasan. Our Mishnah states, from the time the Kohanim go into, are allowed to eat their Truma. Now, incidentally, there is, nobody argues in our Mishnah. The Mishnah gives one explanation, and that is from the time that the Kohanim go to eat the Truma, which we said is Tetze Kechavim. So the Mishnah, the Gemara asks a stira from a Braisa. V'reminuhu, Me'emosai Kerin Es Hashema Ba'arvin. At what point do we read Kriya Shema by night? Mishehaani nichnas leechol pitoy b'melach. From a time that an ani, and we'll see specifically an ani, goes to eat his bread with salt. Ad shah, until, so we'll do ad shah sha'omid lipatoy b'tech sudasai, until he leaves his suda. So at a time that an ani goes ahead to eat his supper, that's when you have to read Kriya Shema. So, a couple, the Gemara points out that the Seifa definitely argues on our Mishnah. There's no question about it. Because our Mishnah brings three different explanations. Either the end of the third hour. So this Ani, who only has bread and salt, shouldn't take that long to eat. So the Seifa, which says until the end of the Ani's meal, it's got to last all of 10 minutes, whatever it is, obviously argues on our Mishnah. There's nothing to talk about. Seifa vadai plika amastisin. The Seifa definitely argues on our Mishnah. Reisha, what about the Reisha? Where it gives a time when an ani goes ahead to start his meal. Mi lema pliki amastisin. Does that argue on our Mishnah? And the Gemara says, loy, not necessarily. Ani v'koyen chad shiurihu. The shiur, the time designated for when that our Mishnah states, which is when a Kohen goes ahead and and is allowed to eat his truma, and when an ani goes ahead to eat his regular meal by night, those are the same time. It means tzeitzekechavim. So at this point, we only have one starting time. We still only have one starting time. So just a couple quick points. From the time that an ani goes ahead to eat bread, why dafka ani? Yeah. So the answer is because a regular person eats much later because he comes home, he has to prepare his whole meal. He's got salmon, he's got all his, you know, macaroni and cheese, whatever he's eating by night, it takes a long time to prepare. So everybody finishes work at the same time when the sun sets. Then you have to go home and prepare your supper. So an ani takes some bread out and takes some salt out and he starts to eat right away. A regular person takes much longer, and that's why the Gemara says davka and ani. Yeah. So it doesn't. It's just the time. The time really has nothing to do with it. The same way, it's just that people stop work when the sun sets, and he takes out his bread. So that's usually when tzeitzah kechavim is. Although, I just thought of a question. This could be what you were asking. That is, originally the Gemara asked, why are you getting complicated? Just say tzeitzah kechavim. Mm-hmm. So earlier, the Gemara asked this question and said, it's to teach you this whole halacha that Kohanim have till the night, Seisa Kechavim. Now, why are we teaching this to us? That's a great question. So what we do in Daf Yomi is we just write it down and go by there. That's a valid question. We're going to see that the Gemara is going to say that it's not the same time. The Gemara is going to ask another question and say, okay, it's not the same time. But at the same time, why, at this point in the Gemara, it is a valid question. It's a good question. Okay.
The footnote brings down Rashi.
Yeah.
It says different than you.
Uh-oh.
The Oni. He says the Oni eats earlier because he doesn't have a candle to eat.
He doesn't have, there's no Oni in the day. Okay.
Yeah, so therefore he eats earlier.
Fine. That is fair. You're right. She'ein lo ner lahadik basudase. What do I have on the side here? So we're gonna see that. He specifically eats earlier. You're correct. It's gonna come up because in the end of the day, it's not going to be. It's gonna be before Tzitzik Chavim. I have on the side over here that there's a raya from this Rashi that he holds like the Goyin and Tzitzik Chavim. Because famously, there's a machlekes. It's Tzeitzah Kechavim 18 minutes after Shkia or 72 minutes after Shkia. So if Rashi says that she'ein lo ner lahadlik misudasai, that therefore he starts at Tzeis, so he should have some light. Well, so then it must mean that it's still somewhat light outside. Okay. By the way, please, throughout also this year, 100%, tell me anytime you see an interesting note. 100%, please. Tosfos asks a question that why, according to this opinion, that an ani is that people are supposed to say Kriya Shema from the time that an ani sits down to eat till the time an ani gets up to eat. So when is an ani himself able to eat? Able to say Kriya Shema, or able to eat, actually. Because the halacha is that you cannot eat, like we said before, you can't eat before you read Kriya Shema. So if an ani is supposed to eat then, and especially like you pointed out from Rashi, if an ani is supposed to eat then because that's when he doesn't have a ner, so he eats specifically early so he can see what he's eating. So then when is an ani supposed to eat? Tema, ani gufe masa yispalo, do ha'amret zman achilosa yahainu zman Kriya Shema. The Kevin Shabbaz my Krishma also lahasra basuda. You can't eat the suda that time. The color of the yeah, so Vishlamer this man tfila have a koidim lisman suda. The lav davka mishani nichnas lechel ela porta me ikara kamar. So Taisa says, it means, when the Gemara says this, it means a drop before you go into the suda. That's what it means. It means a drop before. Drop before an ani is supposed to eat. That's when the correct time is. Okay, so at this point we have still only one starting time for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, which is Tzeisa Kechavim, and is known by two names. It's known by the name when Kohanim go into eat Truma, and it's known by the name when an Ani starts to eat his Suda. And Tais points out it's a drop before that. So we have two, so far it's all one time Tzeis, which is known by two names, the Mishnah and the Braisa. Okay, for a minute. Questions to Gemara? Me'emasai matchilin likroiz kriya shema ba'arvis. At what point are you allowed to start kriya shema by night? Misha shebnei adam nechnasin le'echal pitan ba'arvis shabasais. They, from a time that the bnei adam, that people, nechnasin go le'echal pitan to eat their bread ba'arvis shabasais on Erev Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So this is regular people. And Rashi says that, this by the way is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Mimaharin l'su'uda, they hurry to their su'uda, shahakol muchan, because everything is prepared. So this is where I got the other diacrum. I said that B'nai Adam on a Friday have everything prepared. So during the week, they don't have everything prepared. During the week, they come home and they have to prepare it at that point. So on Friday, they go ahead, Friday after Friday by thing. So Hashakal Mukhan, everything is Mukhan. So says Rabbi Meir, at that point, that is when it is, that is the, at that point, that's when you're required to read Kriya Shema. Divrei Rabbi Meir.
So during the week,
you'll
be even later?
During the week, people would eat later. It doesn't mean that, but it's just coming to tell you the time. It's the time that regular people eat on a Friday. That's when throughout the week you have to read Kriya Shema. The Chachamim Aymer and the Chachamim say Mishasha Kehanim Zakoin Le'echol B'Trumasin. At the time that the Kehanim are Zoicha, this is the Diak that I was saying before. At the time that the Kehanim are Zoicha to eat Trumasin Le'echol B'Trumasin. Simin LeDavar Tzeitz Kechavim. And a simon to this is a way to know it, what time it is tseis hakechavim, is when the night, is when the stars come out. Okay, so what do we have over here? This is Bryson number two. Bryson number two tells us two different times. One of them is when people go in and eat their meal on a Friday night. And number two is tseis. Okay. Now, again, when does it say in the Torah that you have to read Kriya Shema? B'shach b'cha, when you go to sleep, which is nighttime. So the pasuk points out, va'afal pi she'ein, the Braisa points out, this is the point for Tzeitz HaKechavim, va'afal pi she'ein ra'il davar, even though there is no proof to this matter that you should read it at Tzeitz, nevertheless, zeichel davar, there is a hint to the matter, she'nemar, as it states in the pasuk, va'anachnu oisim b'melacha, and vechetziam machzikim baramachem me aloisa shachar at seis hakechavim. This is talking about when they were rebuilding Yerushalayim, and they said that we are involved in work, and half of us were securing the area. Chetziam, half of us were machzikim baramachem, were holding spears. So people who were involved in Yerushalayim, in rebuilding of Yerushalayim, were faced against a lot of opposition. Sometimes there was physical opposition, so they set up a guards to protect the workers. So half of us were working and half of us were protecting. From, may Alois HaShachar ad Tzeis HaKechavim, from the time of the early dawn until night, until this three stars come out. Va'omer, and the assumption is that you work during the day. So we see that the work lasted until night. So night happened at Tzeis. That's what we want to prove from here. V'omer, the Braisa continues, and I'll prove it to you another way. V'hayu lanu halayla mishmar, v'hayoyim melacha. The layla was for guarding, and the day was for work. So we see, this is explaining those people who worked until Tzeis HaKechavim, because they worked during the day. My v'omer, what does it mean, and they worked during the day? Well, sorry, my v'omer, why do you need this second pasuk? The Gemara says, V'chi tema, because from the first pasuk alone is not such a great proof. Because if you were to tell me, M'chi arva shimsha le'el Yehu, that when from the sun, the sun goes down, and it's considered night as soon as shkia happens. As soon as the sun slips below the horizon, that's already considered night. V'inu, and these people who are working on Yerushalayim, they work that night also. In other words, the first pasuk, it said that we used to work from Alois until Tzeis. That's what it says. And the assumption is they only work during the day. Says the Gemara, but that's only an assumption. Maybe they worked at night also. There's still enough light to work by after the sun sets until Tzeis. So maybe the night really happens the second the sun sets. It's just that they continue to work. How do you know you see anything from the first pasuk? That's why we're bringing the second pasuk, which says that we worked by day and we were mishmar by night.
What does that prove?
So it proves that night starts by tzeis. That's what we're proving. And memela, that's when you should be allowed to read Kriya Shema. Rashi says she'ein ra'il davar she'hayoyim kala b'tzeis, that the day ends by tzeis. So we're proving that the day is finished and the night starts. Now maybe the day ends by shkia. Gemara says no, because then they wouldn't have worked. They said they worked only by day. My va'omer says the Gemara, why didn't you v'chitem v'chi arva shimsha? Perhaps, and if you were to say v'chitem, if you were to say v'chi arva shimsha when the sun sets, leil yahu, it is night, v'inhu, and they the mechashchi umekadmi, and they worked late and early. So in other words, the day starts by sun, by when the sun, you know, sunrise, and ends by sunset, and they just worked into the night and early morning. Tashma, that's why we need the second pasuk. V'hayulano halayla mishmar v'hayoy melacha. The layla was for mishmar, and the day was for work. So we see they only worked during the day, and it says they worked from dawn till nightfall. Therefore, until the stars came out. So we see that until the stars come out, it's considered day. So the Gemara now explains its question. That's the end of the Brisa. That's the end of the quotations. The Gemara now says, "Kosal kedaitach." We thought at this point, "De ani ubnei adam chad shiurehu." The shear of ani during the week and the shear of bnei adam on Friday is chad shiurehu, is one shear. But you can, that can't be. If you tell me that in like your previous answer that an ani and a koyin is one shear, then chachamim hainu Rabbi Meir. Then the chachamim's opinion in the second brisa. The second brisa brought two opinions. Rabbi Meir said when people eat on Friday night, and the chachamim who said tzeis. But if you're telling me that it's all the same thing, so what's the machlokes? They're both saying tzeis chachamim. There is no argument. Chachamim, says the Gemara, Hainu are the same opinion as Rabbi Meir. It's the same opinion. They don't have an argument. It must be that there's a different opinion. Ella, says the Gemara, Shema Mina, I could prove from here that your previous answer, that Brisa number one, which said an Ani, and our Mishnah, which says Tzeis, are different Shiurim. Ani Shiur Elechud, the Koyen Shiur Elechud. An Ani is one Shiur, and a Koyen is one Shiur. And the Gemara says, no. You don't have to say that. Loi, ani v'koyin chad shiurehu. Both an ani and a koyin is one shear. And like our previous answer, like we stated with our previous answer, the Mishnah which says koyin, that equals tzeis kechalim. The first brisa which said ani eating every day, that's also tzeis kechalim. The second brisa which said b'nei adam eating on Friday, that's the different time. So ani ubnei adam, that's the Rabbi Meir's opinion of bnei adam, and the first Bryce's opinion of ani, that's not one shira, lav chad shirehu. So we now have three, just to keep track of things, three different shirim, and two different names for those shirim. The three different shirim are kohen, ani, and bnei adam. But the reality is there are really only two times on the clock. Because Kohen and Ani are equal Tzeis HaKechavim, and Bnei Adam equal a third time. Probably a drop before this time. The Gemara says, continues with a third Brisa. We now have a Mishnah, Brisa number one, Brisa number two. The Gemara brings a third Brisa. V'ani v'koyen chad shiurehu. Is it true that an ani and the koin is one shear? V'reminu, I'll ask another stira. Me'emasai matchilin. If I had a thing, I would make a chart because it's me'emasai matchilin.
What are the chances of having one left over here? Very small.
Me'emasai matchilin. At what point are you allowed to start saying Kriya Shema? This is a third brisa. Me'emasai matchilin lekoris kriya shema ba'arvin misha, from a time shekidish hayoyim ba'arve shabbos, at the time that it become that Shabbos starts, at the time that Shabbos starts on Erev Shabbos. Devrei Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Now we know that we start Shabbos at shkia. So this is the earliest opinion we have so far. This is a new opinion. So Rabbi Eliezer holds from the time of shkia. The time that we start Shabbos. Rabbi Yehoshua Amar, Mishasha Kohanim Mituharim L'Echa B'Tirmasan. At a time that the Kohanim are become Tahar, similar expression to Zaka, and similar to expression to our Mishnah says. So that's this is the same opinion that we keep having again and again. The time that the Kohanim are mutter to eat Truma, that's Tseis. A third opinion is Rabbi Meir Omer. Remember, we already had Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Omer Mishasha Kohanim Toivlin Le'echa B'Trumasan. At a time that the Kohanim go to the mikvah, those Kohanim who were Tameh go to the mikvah. Now this is going to be difficult because they go to the mikvah in the day. The Gemara is going to clarify that soon. But so far it's a third opinion. And Amar Le Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda says, V'haloi Kohanim mi'bo'i jemim tevlin. That can't be. Rabbi Huda says, the Kohanim go to the mikvah, V'haloi Kohanim mi'bo'i jemim, while it is still day, heim tevlin. They go to the mikvah. And the Gemara is going to respond soon. But just continuing the opinions. Rabbi Chanina Amar Misha she'ani nichnas le'echol pita b'melech. This is the opinion we had, we met already, of the first Brisa. At a time that the Kohanim, at a time that an Ani is able to go ahead and eat his bread with salt. And fifth opinion, Rabbi Achoi, v'amiler of Acha, Arim Mishasha Roiv b'nei Adam nechnasim lahesev. At a time when most people go ahead and they sit down to eat a meal. Okay, so this is Brisa number three. Brisa number three brings down a couple of number one, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is Shkia. Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is Kohanim eating Truma, which is Tzeitz. Rabbi Meir says when you go to the mikvah. Rabbi Chanina says when Ani goes to eat. And Rabbi Achoy says when people go to eat. Five different opinions. And they got to be five different times. Now, as of this point, we only had two different times because we said that Ani and Kohen were the same opinion. But in this Brisa, it's clear that's not true. Because this Brisa lists them as two different times. If you say that an ani as a kohen is one shiur, is the same time, so then Rabbi Chanina's opinion number four, who says when an ani goes to eat, is the same opinion as number two, as Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Hani Rabbi Yeshua, elalav shmamina. Rather, we can prove from here that shiurei de ani lechud, the shiurei de kohen lechud. It is a decisive proof from here that the time that an ani goes to eat is not the same time as tseis kechavim and shma mina. We can indeed prove from here. That's a solid proof. So now on the table we have five different opinions of when Shkia, of when you're allowed to read Kriya Shema. We have our Mishnah, which is Kohanim. It's also Tseis, but that's so far. Now that's the only other one that says that's Tseis, Kohanim. We have the first Brisa, which is Ani, and that's echoed by the third Brisa by Rabbi Chanina's opinion. We have Rabbi Meir's opinion, which is when people go ahead to when people go ahead and they eat on Erev Shabbos, which is echoed when the Kohanim go to the mikvah in the third Brisa. We have when regular people eat. And Mishasha Kohanim Tovlim is the same thing as Aniyim. What was the fifth one? We have Shkia, we have Tseis, we have when an Ani eats, we have when regular people eat on Erev Shabbos, which is the same time that the Kohanim go to the mikvah, and we have when regular people eat on during the week. Those are the five different opinions. Between Ani going to eat and Tseisa Kechavim, which one is later? The Gemara says, Mistavra de Ani Mu'uchar. The Ani is a drop later than Tseisa Kechavim. De Iamr de Ani Muktam. Because if you say that an Ani is before Tseis, so then, remember, Tseis and Shkia are not too far apart. No matter what you hold, whether you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, whether you hold like the Ge'enim, Rab Moshe, no matter which way you go, Shkia is 15 minutes, or 18, or, okay, it's a between 15, 18, or 22 minutes before Shkia, before Tseis. That's why Hasidim, who hold of Rabbeinu Tam Lahalacha, 72 minutes, they nonchalant will daven Mincha at 30, 40, 50 minutes after Shkia. And we're like, what are you doing? Mincha, I already daven Meirav, I put my kids to bed. Doesn't matter, he's still davening Mincha, because he holds that Shkia is only 15 minutes before Tseis. And since Tseis is 72, And in fact, back in Europe, they used to drive on Shabbos after, no problem, to do malacha, after our shkia, because shkia is always, according to everybody, between 15 and 22 minutes before tzeis. So if you are holding of 72, that means you're allowed to drive until 50 minutes after shkia on Friday afternoon. So, questions to Gemara, that's too short of a time period to say that there's a machlekes between them. If you want to say that there's an opinion tzeis, and there's an opinion shkia, then you can't have somebody in the middle. That's too short of a time period. So, therefore, it's got to be that ani is after tzeis. Because if you say that an ani is muktim, Rabbi Chanina hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Chanina would be, the Rabbi Chanina who says the opinion of ani, would be the same opinion as Rabbi Eliezer, who says shkia. Elalav shmamina da ani mu'ukhar shmamina. That ani is later. So it goes shkia, tzeis, and then those last three shitas. What is unusual, and something to point out here, is like you pointed out, Rashi says the reason why an ani eats earlier than other people is because he needs light, and there's still some residual light. We see that there is light even after tzeis, even well after tzeis. So now it's further cementing that opinion, because if you go 72 minutes outside after shkia on a regular night, almost anywhere in the world, it is very dark. 72 minutes. 20 minutes, it's not so dark. 20 minutes is still... So it makes sense. There's 35 minutes, let's say, after shkia. You could still see something. That's when an ani goes in. But to say that it's after... To say that an ani eats 20 minutes after 72, that's 92 minutes, because there's still light outside, is very difficult. So it would be a proof that Rashi holds, like the Ga'onim. Even though if I remember correctly, he doesn't, but okay. Amar Mar, finishing off the daf, Amar Mar, Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda, V'haloi k'hanu mi b'oidyem heim tevlim. So Rabbi Meir's opinion in the Braisa was that Rabbi Meir says, when you go ahead and you go to the mikvah, when the Kohanim go to the mikvah, and Rabbi Yehuda's retort to that was, 1 second, they go to the mikvah in middle of the day. So v'kohanu mi b'oidyem heim tevlim. And the Gemara says, Shaper ka'amar le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Meir. It's very, Shaper, meaning the Gemara is saying, it's a good taina, it's a good question. He said good. Shaper is like a good. Shaper ka'amar le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Meir. He said good to Rabbi Yehuda, said good to Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, hachi ka'amar le. Rabbi Meir responds as follows. Mi savret da'ana abein ashmashas didach ka'amina. Rabbi Meir says, I don't agree to your Bein HaShemashas. Rabbi Yehuda as a Bein HaShemashas that is 15 minutes long or 18 minutes long. And that's the Bein HaShemashas that we go with. Rabbi Yossi has a different Bein HaShemashas. And this is going to be a Gemara in Shabbos, like Lamed Vav, around there. That there's a machlekas when Bein HaShemashas is. Is Bein HaShemashas from 15 minutes before Shkia or 1 second before? And now there's another machlekas. Is that 1 second during? Is the 1 second that Rabbi Yossi says Bein HaShemashas says, is that during Rabbi Yehuda's 15 minutes or after Rabbi Yehuda's 15 minutes? So Rabbi Meir says, I don't hold of your Bein HaShemashas, Rabbi Yehuda. I hold of Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashas, and I hold that it's after your Bein HaShemashas. So if we're on the clock, let's say 6 o'clock is Shkia. According to that, 6, let's just say 18 is Tzeis. According, Rabbi Yossi would say 6:17:15, 6:18:01 is Bein HaShemashas, and 6:18:02 is nightfall. So I said, Rabbi Meir says, according to me, a Kohen could go to the mikveh. He could drive on Friday until 6:18, because I go with held Shkia and Seis is separated by 1 second, and therefore a Kohen could go to the mikveh at 6:15. Shkia happened 15 minutes ago, but it's not really Shkia, the sun set. Let's not confuse the two things. There's the sun setting, which is the scientific sun setting, and then there's Shkia, when the next day starts. Like I said, the Hasidim hold that Shkia, everybody knows the sun set. They're not saying that we could still say Birkas HaChama now. The sun is definitely gone, but Shkia is 50 minutes afterwards. Says Rabbi Meir, I hold Bein HaShemashas like Rabbi Yossi holds. That is, it starts after your Bein HaShemashas. So therefore, according to me, the Kohanim could still go to the mikvah. It's still day. You could still daven mincha. The Kohanim could go to the mikvah during at 6:15, even though Shkia was already 50 minutes ago. And that's the time that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. Halachik Amrle, Mi Savra, do you hold the Anna that I, a Bein Hashmashas Didach Kamina? I was going with your Bein Hashmashas. Anna, I, a Bein Hashmashas to Rabbi Yaisi Kamina. I go with the Bein Hashmashas of Rabbi Yaisi. The Amr Rabbi Yaisi, because Rabbi Yaisi says, Bein Hashmashas Keherif Ayin. Bein Hashmashas lasts for 1 second. He doesn't agree to this 15 minutes. He holds it's 1 second. Zen Nichnas. The day comes, v'zeh yoytze. The new day comes as the old day leaves. The EF Shalamad Alav, it's impossible to know exactly what time it is. So therefore, at 6:15, let's say in our mashal, they're still going to the mikvah. That's when you have to, that is when you're supposed to lay in Kriya Shema. The Gemara says 1 second. So that's before tzeis. And Rabbi Meir in Brisa number 2 said, when an ani goes to eat. So kasha the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir. The Gemara answers, you're right. It's Trey Tanoi, Aliba de Rabbi Meir. It's a machlekes. One student of Rabbi Meir said, like, the first brisa, which was when an ani goes to eat, which we said is after tzeis, by 15 minutes. And one brisa says, it's this opinion of Rabbi Meir, it's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, which is right before tzeis, when the kahanim are going to the mikvah. Kash de Rabbi Meir, de Rabbi Meir. And we say it's Trey Tanoi, de Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara also says, 1 second, is another kasha. Kash ad Rabbi Eliezer ad Rabbi Eliezer. Because in the first brisa, in the third brisa, 10 lines from the bottom, base of a base, Rabbi Eliezer says that that Kriya Shema is when Shkia is. And if you look in our Mishnah, he says, Rabbi Eliezer is the first opinion in our Mishnah. Mishasha kehanim nechrasin le'echa b'tshumasan ad soifa ashmur rishayna, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So that's a stira in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. And again the Gemara answers, Trei Tanoi, Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. It's a machlekes, what Rabbi Eliezer really holds. And one Tana says A, one Tana says B. The Ibai is Ema, just to get to the two dots. Alternatively, Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer. The Reisha of our Mishnah, let's go back to the Mishnah, Beis Zman Aleph. Me'ema Saikurish Rabbi Arvin, Mishasha Kahanim Nechnasin Le'echa Betrimasan, Ad Soifa Ashmir Rishayna Dibre Rabbi Eliezer. You have to pause the Mishnah before the Ad Soif. Mishasha Kahanim Nechnasin Le'echa Betrimasan, period. That's the Tanakama. Ad Soifa Shmuri Shaina Div Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer's comment is only on the second part of that statement when the end time was, which is the end of the third hour, that's the end of the third Ashmiris, at the end of the first third of the night. However, the second the first statement was a random Tana. Alright, so we will stop here again. Yashikar for joining and the Mitzvashem. Everybody should have the Hatzlacha and Chizuk to be able to keep it up. And